Good morning. The first item under old business is the subdivision appeal for Streams Edge subdivision. A couple of meetings ago, you heard the appeal regarding that denial by the Planning and Zoning Commission of that subdivision.
Any questions of council? Okay, there's more. You need to read a short title, I would guess.
Well, there's not the short title on this because this is an actual appeal.
Okay.
So it'd be just a motion if a council member wanted to make a motion to affirm the decision or not.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, this is in my district, and I have a motion prepared. So this applicant appealed a denial from Planning and Zoning. I thought the process was great. To hear Vince and Tim present different sides was interesting, and your professionalism was, I got to see you in action, which is nice. And so, you know, what I like best about it was just the facts, right? There wasn't public input, it was just the facts. So I listened to both sides, and I had the same questions, thoughts, and concerns that Planning and Zoning had, and I feel they got it right. So with that being said, I have a motion. On February 19th, 2019, council heard the appeal of Streams Edge subdivision 2018-8 from the Planning and Zoning Commission denial of its subdivision application. Sussex County Zoning Code 99-39B states that the appeal to council shall be an appeal on the record of the hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission. Therefore, council's decision must only be based on the evidence which is already in the record. No new evidence was allowed for consideration. The standard review. Council must determine whether the commission properly applied and interpreted the applicable sections of Chapter 99. And two, the commission's findings were the result of an orderly and logical review of the evidence and applicable provisions of Chapter 99. The findings. After careful review of the records, including documentation and testimony, I find the Planning and Zoning Commission properly applied and interpreted the applicable section of Chapter 99. I also find that the Commission's decision to deny this application was the result of an orderly and logical review of the evidence and involved the proper interpretation of the application of Chapter 99. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application July 26, 2018. Prior to the hearing, the Commission was provided a notebook of materials in support of the application. The applicant presented its case, then the opposition presented its case. Based on the materials provided, along with the applicant's presentation and testimony before Planning and Zoning Commission, the Commission raised many, many questions. One, it had general concerns that it is a health, safety, and welfare issue for Sussex County. Two, the Commission questioned whether a brownfield site within a subdivision was compatible. Three, in 2009, there was a prior subdivision approval of the site. However, the contaminated area at the time was disclosed to be only 0.28 acres, which is currently approximately 6 acres. That is an increase of 1.3% of the site to 28% of the site. A significant difference in the total area, which is now over one quarter of the entire site. The site plan applicant provided to the commission contained many inconsistencies, including incorrect lot numbers. The site plan applicant shown extensive vegetation on the contaminated area, which contradicted DENREC's directive that no trees be planted there. The applicant's environmental consultant testified that the trees depicted on the site plan would have to be removed. There are inconsistencies in the volume of the contaminated soils that need to be removed, ranging from 396 to 1,027 cubic yards of material. There were also estimates that the contaminated soils would fill from 18 to 20 dump truck loads, according to testimony, and 33 dump truck loads, according to the Duffield report. The commission questioned why the contaminated soil could not remove from the site, thereby removing the risk to the residential neighborhood. The applicant responded, cost, cost, cost is one reason. The applicant was then told that no landfill in Delaware would accept the contaminated materials. However, the applicant could remove it and haul it to another state's landfill, but had chosen not to because of the financial burden. The commission questioned whether it would be appropriate for the contaminated materials to remain in a residential subdivision when no Delaware landfill would accept the contaminated materials. The testimony showed that the applicant was going to create its own landfill on the site by removing the soils from various hot spots and relocating them to the proposed open space in the development, but provided no information on how to do it. This would require extensive soil removal of an unknown quantity. When the commission questioned how the contaminated area was going to be covered, the applicant stated that it had not been designed yet. Moreover, the Duffield report submitted by the applicant confirmed that this remedy will not alter the volume or toxicity of the substance of the environmental concern. There was testimony that residents could play basketball or tennis on the area once it had been capped. However, it is not yet known who will own the area, which means it is not part of the HOA. In addition, Denrec's long-term plan may prevent this use, as well as it would limit its use to solely non-residential type use permitted within the commercial, manufacturing, or industrial districts, which is totally inconsistent with a residential subdivision, and none of these uses are even permitted in AR1 land. The commission questioned if the HOA became the owner of the contaminated area, whether the HOA could be saddled with the ongoing remediation, monitoring, and maintenance of the toxic landfill site. This does not promote the health, safety, and welfare of future residents of this development and Sussex County. If another party owns the contaminated area, it would not even be part of the subdivision and should not count towards the density. The 2018 amended proposal plan stated that the deep concentration of arsenic was reported above Denrec's CSIRS screening levels, and the resulting risk exceeds the Denrec SIRS levels of acceptable risk to future residential use. Groundwater samples collected during the 2015 investigation and beyond reported concentrations of total chromium hexavalent, is that right?
Hexavalent.
Iron, magnesium, and cobalt, which pose an unacceptable risk to the potential residential and commercial use. A supplemental remedial investigation of OU-1 in 2017 also identified elevated concentrations of exvaliant?
Close enough.
Yes.
Chromium in the shallow and the deep soils, as well as the groundwater. The risk posed by the concentration of the hazardous chemicals reported in the OU-1 exceeds the acceptable risk to potential residential use. Applicant's own report, as provided by Denrec, concludes that the cap would preclude casual contact or ingestion of the soils by the site's occupant or trespassers/recreators, but would not necessarily be appropriate in a residential setting due to the requirements for maintenance and necessary restrictions regarding evacuation in the capped area. Even when Even when capped, the area is incompatible with residential development, and even though the applicant would classify it as open space, it would never really be used as open space. Section 99-16 of the Sussex County Subdivision Code states that land unsuitable for development because of features which will be reasonably harmful to the safety, health, and general welfare of the present or future inhabitant of the subdivision shall not be subdivided or developed unless adequate methods are formulated and approved to solve the problems created by the conditions. The contaminated soils are dangerous to both residential and recreational use, and containing them within the open space is not a reasonable solution that protects the future inhabitants for these reasons. Number one, the size of the contaminated area is uncertain. The volume of the contaminants is uncertain. The nature of the contaminants. The proposed remedy is uncertain, and by the applicant's own admission, has not been fully designed. Keeping the contaminated soils on site is not consistent with residential or recreational uses. Six, DENREC will not even accept these contaminated soils at Delaware landfills with professional and licensed regulators operate and maintain. Knowing that DENREC won't accept it, the applicant's solution is to shift the burden of maintaining the contaminated area to a future HOA. In its June 6, 2018 letter, DENREC stated that all of its assumptions assume that the remediation is successful in the first place, an assumption that Sussex County should not risk. The applicant will not haul it to an out-of-state landfill because it is cost prohibitive. Based on these concerns and weighing all testimonies, the Commission set out its reasons in its decision for denying the application, which are attached hereto and incorporated herein by reference. Therefore, I move the Council affirm the Commission's decision to deny this application because the decision of the Commission was the result of an orderly and logical review of the evidence and involved in the proper interpretation of the application of Chapter 99.
Mr. President, before he has a second on his motion, since he had started reading with subparts in that and then dropped the subparts, Mr. Burton, can you also for your motion just affirm that those subparts are numbered A through R, with subpart P having three parts and subpart R having nine parts. So just for purposes of your record when you introduce this.
You're affirming? That's correct.
I am, yes. Affirming.
And that will be part of your motion.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. I have a question.
Let's go ahead and put the soils that stays there.
Don't have an answer for that one.
They'll start digging it.
Sam, you've got to lean up to your microphone. They can't hear you.
I have pulled it a little closer.
There you go. Pull it back there to you.
I can't believe it. My friend back here is hard hearing.
We have no answer to that, apparently. What happens if it stays there?
I think that's the problem. Yeah. Where's the answers?
We don't know.
If we leave that soil there, is that going to make it better if we try to remove some of it?
It was never going anywhere.
It won't go nowhere?
The applicant wasn't taking it anywhere.
I don't understand.
They were just going to move it from one part of the site to the next part of the site. It was going to stay on the same site.
Different place, okay.
But the same site. Yeah.
Well, I thought they wanted to move it. In other words, they want to move it, just spread it out a different area.
Correct.
On the site.
And they want to bring it back and put new soil in there. Good soil.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Well, it had a hole there. They didn't do that, right?
Didn't they say it was too expensive to move it?
Too expensive to
get it gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the landfill taken in the state. Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Good. The next is changes conditional use for 2162 Yellow Metal LLC. The Planning and Zoning Commission made a recommendation on their February 14th public hearing. County Council held their public hearing on February 5th, so the council left the record open for comments. We did receive comments from the applicant regarding the conditions from the Planning and Zoning Commission. County Council closed the record on March 12th. The Planning Commission did recommend approval for reasons 1 through 8 with conditions 9A through R.
Okay, any questions of Mrs. Cornwell? Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and C1 general commercial district for a paving construction business with an office and equipment storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 39.630 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8 with conditions 9A through R.
Anyone have any recommended conditions, changes, or anything?
I do, Mr. Chairman. I know that shocks you. And there's a few of them, so I thought I'd just kind of ramble on, and then I've given my amendments to Mr. Moore.
Okay.
So when the time is right, then he's going to read in.
Okay.
You all right with that? So here's my read on this application. This location is the right place for this type of business. I mean, it makes sense. Route 9 is a breeding ground for small, similar type businesses. This applicant is doing what we should encourage all young people to do, and that is to be entrepreneurs. Start and grow a small business. Small businesses are the backbones of our economy. This applicant has established a business in another location, which I've heard he's lost his lease or needs to move to where So this is the place he should move to. So, you know, all that being said, what's wrong? Why do I have this heartburn? And the answer is that he's running a commercial operation, but and the site that's part of this site is zoned commercial, but it's too small. So it's a small section on Route 9 that's zoned commercial, and then he's requested a 40 acres, the back of the site, for conditional use. So that it makes sense that this business should be here, but the site is too small. But it is zoned right. So to ask for 40 acres of conditional use to really run a commercial operation is, in my opinion, an end run around our zoning code. If what he needs is a commercial zoning, then he should ask for the 40 acres of commercial zoning. He didn't. He asked for 40 acres of conditional use. We as County Council have the authority and responsibility to put the correct conditions on the site given the testimony. And quite frankly, I had to piece together the testimony given at Planning and Zoning with the testimony given at County Council. They really weren't the same. But in both the hearings, there was no testimony expressing the need for the entire 40 acres of conditional use. In fact, when I asked what he was going to use the 40 acres for, he said employee parking and his equipment. So reviewing the conditions placed on by Planning and Zoning, you can kind of read that they kind of had concerns too about the size of the conditional use. So the first thing I'd like to do is to amend the size of the conditional use. Reducing this conditional use from 40 acres to 25, given the testimony and hoping this entrepreneur grows this business many times over, 25 acres would be a plenty. If this is looked on favorably, which Mr. Moore is going to read an amendment here in a minute, It needs to be so marked, the 25 acres needs to be marked on the site, because these type of businesses tend to creep into the landscape. And the 25 acres, I feel, should run parallel to Route 9, so that we're not stretching the commercial use to the very back part of the 40 acres, which has environmental challenges to it. There's wetlands back there. So I just think the line ought to be drawn across Route 9. And I have a example of that. So the red zone is the commercial, right? So that makes sense. It's 600 feet back. The rest of the parcel runs all the way up past purple there. So to do the 25 acres, to make it kind of run similar to the rest of the commercial zoning, I would like to amend it, the 25 to that area, and let it be marked as such.
Okay. Would you like me to read the first motion?
No, that's the first one.
Oh, that's for your first one. Okay.
Okay. Be it moved that we add an additional condition Q to the conditions recommended by planning and zoning, and the remainder of the conditions be relettered. The new condition Q shall state as, so really it would be a substitution, no more than 25 acres of this property shall be used as part of the permitted conditional use. On the final site plan, the applicant shall designate the area excluded from this conditional use by establishing a line that runs parallel with Route 9 right-of-way. The final site plan shall show that no activities permitted by this conditional use shall occur on the property to the north of this line. In addition, there shall be markings installed along this line to confirm its location on the site itself.
That is my motion.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Do we have a second?
Before I second or consider that, how did you pick that line?
I just drew 25 acres. I felt,
you know, that where the wetlands are?
Mm-mm. No, but the to park the equipment, which is what we're talking about, and to expand that parking, if 25 acres won't do it, I'll be shocked. And if he gets wildly successful and 15 years from now he comes back in and says, I need the rest of the parcel, that's done all the time. So I drew the line. It's saying, you know, let's. I know the wetlands is in the back. You can see the stream there. So I'm just trying to keep it out of that, and keep it up next to what it really is, which is a commercial operation.
Let me also add the image on the screen is for describing. We obviously don't have the technology to draw a site plan. This is just a description. You can see it's not even, the yellow line north end is not parallel with Route 9. If this motion were to pass, then the engineering firm would have to draw that according to the motion. This is just to give you an illustration. That is very close to 25 acres, and that line is 1,447 feet in. So we do have that amount of accuracy, but this is just for illustrative purposes.
Okay. Do we have a second to the motion?
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? More questions on the motion.
Maybe we don't draw it right straight across up there instead of running. And what is this? I'm looking at this where the drawing is. Maybe we should have went up a little further and made it even land. I can't hardly see why it should come back 15 years from now. I know when somebody gets started, they don't want to come back and be at the mercy of this court trying to get something passed. So it looks like we're at mercy today. So that's what's bugging me a little bit.
Well, and my comeback to that is that if you listen to the testimony, which is what the conditional use were supposed to do, there was no testimony that said, I need the whole 40. It just wasn't. I mean, I was looking for it. And when I, and we've done this in the past. Usually the applicants come in and they say, I got this big area, but I only need this right here for my lawnmower repair or whatever. This application didn't. It said, we need the whole 40 acres, but we're not really going to go into a whole bunch of detail why.
So they bought the 40 acres, right, IJ?
I'm assuming that.
Well, if they own the 40 acres, so why can't they get it all zoned? So why run around in a circle like this?
Because it's a conditional use.
Well, it's commercial all the way in front, so why not just go in the back? What's that hurt?
Well, how far should we go? Should we go all the way to Milford?
Well, not starting out in Milford. They done bought this piece of land.
Well, but they're not zoning it commercial.
Yes.
That's my point, is that if what they need is commercial, then they ought to have asked for commercial. What they asked for was a conditional use to park trucks, employee cars, and trailers.
Is that clear land back there?
No, it's all wooded.
It's all woods, right?
It's all wooded.
Some of it's wetlands, too.
Yeah.
We're not sure exactly where, I guess. And all the red is commercial.
Right.
C1.
There's a picture with this stuff, all of it.
Kenneth?
Mr. Hudson, you have a question?
I have a question, maybe about a question. I'm not sure if this is proper or not, but there are going to be, other stipulations?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we taking them?
Can we ask
one?
Questions on those stipulations? Okay.
Are these?
That's my question for a question.
Yeah, no, this first thing just covers this 25 acres.
Okay.
So each one's voted, in each stipulation?
Separately.
Yes. Separate.
Correct. Correct.
I didn't know quite how to ask that.
No, you're exactly right.
Okay.
Any more questions? And this is on this motion only, which is the 25 acres and whatever.
Yes, substituting a new condition Q for the old 25 acres marked the back.
Right. We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say yes on this one.
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Although yes, motion carries. I'm going to assume you have something else.
I do. So the next condition is there was testimony at planning and zoning of a small milling operation. We didn't hear that. And there was also testimony of the storage of blacktop remnants that they would scrape off of sites. And other chemical materials that they use to do their work, right? So in my opinion, these uses are commercial in nature, right? This is a blacktop operation. And because the land is already zoned commercial, I think that those commercial uses should be done on the commercially zoned land and not on the conditional use. So I'm trying to shift the commercial operation to the commercial zoning. And secondly is that the planning and zoning put on a condition that these blacktop materials and the storage of the chemicals and all that should be on a 50 by 100 concrete pad. The applicant sent in a letter saying, hey, we'd like relief of that asking us to put a 50 by 100 concrete pad is a financial burden to us. And I agree. So if we shifted the commercial operation to the commercial area, then there wouldn't be a need for a concrete pad, and the applicant has offered a blacktop pad.
Right.
So I don't know how to tell you how to put that into a motion, but I'm agreeing with the relief of the concrete pad but I'm stipulating that the area that's going to store the chemicals and all the real commercial application be designated to the commercial area that's already zoned.
Okay, based on what you've said, I think there might be several that need to be reviewed at this point. The first one, because you talked about the storage of the milling operations and asphalt and stone and other things, so I'm going to say, be it moved that we amend condition N of the conditions recommended by planning and zoning to state N. No material such as asphalt or stone shall be permanently stored or stockpiled on the site. These materials needed for current jobs may remain on the site, but they shall only be located in the area that is currently zoned C1.
That is my motion.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
No.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Although yes, motion carried. Next, we've got something else now.
I believe there's several others that we'll read next. The next motion would be it moved that we amend condition P4 of the conditions recommended by planning and zoning to state. Milling operations shall only occur in the area of land that is currently zoned C1 and as far away from the boundaries of the property as possible.
That is my motion.
Your motion. Do we have a second for that motion?
Second.
Mr. Hudson seconds. Any questions on that motion?
Yes, there is.
Mr. Wilson.
Who's going to take care of this natural resource? Aren't they involved in this? Don't they tell us how to set this up? What I mean by that is, take, for instance, gas tanks that are put up. Now, natural resource comes down and tells them if there's got to be a cement pad or if there's got to be a fence put around it, cement fence around it, tells you how high the fence should be and everything. So natural resources involved in this. I don't know why we're involved with telling natural resources what they should do.
I think you're a little, what I'm trying to do,
yes,
is to remove the concrete. I'm trying to get all the commercial applications on the commercially zoned area.
Yes, sir.
And then pull out, planning and zoning put a condition on that he had to put a concrete pad down to put the
asphalt
bad
chips on.
Asphalt chips on. And if he's in the commercially zoned area, we don't ask for other applicants to build a concrete pad. So if we shift it into the commercial deal, then we take the condition of the concrete pad away because we don't make anybody else do it.
Well, it doesn't matter if we tell them they have a cement pad or not. In other words, if you put up a gas tank and it's above the ground, it's over 1,000 gallons, natural resources guarantees you got to put some kind of catcher down there. You got to put a cement pad, and you also got to put a cement wall to catch that fluid that might run over.
But this is not for... This is for storing of the milling. They got to chip up asphalt, bring it back on the site.
If milling's a problem, what are we going to do for those that gets millings on this, they grind up the road and put on the driveway? What are we going to do about that? What are we going to do about this asphalt blacktop? What are we going to do about that? I know a lot of people in the country had asphalt driveways put in.
Yeah.
You saw them, haven't you, Mike?
Sure.
So you're saying that you're going to give him relief from having put down concrete, and that's going to save him quite a bit of money, actually.
Yes.
Well, I don't think the asphalt will hold this chemical. Because it'll eat it up. Gas or touch asphalt, it's gone. If any oil, anything touches asphalt, it's gone. It won't work. Has to be cement bottom. That's why natural resource has to be cement.
The current motion on the being discussed is just where the milling operation should occur, and that is within the C1 zoning area. What it's going to be on would be a separate motion. So this one's just if you think it's appropriate for the milling operation to occur in the red area out here.
The storage
and the milling processing to occur in the C1 area.
Just in the red area.
That's correct.
Not back on the conditional area.
Correct. That is the proposed motion.
That's not a lot. he only has that narrow strip that connects up to Route 9, though, right?
Now, why is that?
So
he's got the whole orange.
How wide is that?
The small strip is very small. I'd say it's less than 25 feet.
And the orange?
The orange is probably 50 to 75 feet.
And you want all the milling operation there?
All the way back to 600 feet.
Oh, so you can go on the entire conditional?
No, just on that.
It's commercially zoned 600 feet.
That goes 600 feet back.
Just the
from the road
tan color portion.
So that area.
Right.
Because at its widest, it's about 161 feet in width, and it's 600 feet in depth.
We're going to be a mighty small business to put no more milling down.
But that is just for the, as the proposed motion is, for the storage and the milling process.
That's going to be a mighty small area for millage. You're going
the request is, the request by the applicant is 50 by 100.
50 by 100.
And you got 600 feet deep by 161 feet wide.
So we're going to get more than they asked for.
Yes. He's going to get what?
We're going to get
more than they asked for, yeah.
Yeah, because the land.
And you say it's going to be on blacktop.
Right? That is a separate motion.
It's a separate motion.
This is just to determine whether or not, because my understanding is we're amending P4, right. Which just says milling operations shall only occur in the area zoned C1.
Correct.
And as far away from the property boundaries as possible.
That was the motion.
Because if you want to change the concrete, that would be P5, and there has been no motion for that as yet.
So. I'm still confused.
Okay.
You're going to allow him, this motion allows him to do the milling operation and storage all the way back to that back line that's in the tan.
Back to that line that is kind of shown on the map, because that's where the 600 feet for the C1 stops.
I think where you're confused.
Not just up in that little strip by the road.
No. That, no, it's that whole area should be red.
Got it.
Here, let's
go. Right. It's
this area.
There.
Yeah, because to me, it seems like he's awfully squeezed if he had to do it.
Oh, no.
In that.
Can't.
Oh, in this area? Well, yeah. No, it's anywhere in, because again, the property is slightly
right.
Oddly shaped at the front.
Right, right.
Because there's a separate parcel out here, but the proposed motion is anywhere in this area.
It still seems tight to me.
Yeah, how wide is that? You say?
He only asked for 50 by 100.
Or 6 feet wide?
Yeah, true.
That's about 160 feet
what if he grows?
At the back.
What if his business gets
well,
better?
But the condition said 50 by 100,
mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, we didn't hear any of this testimony, right? This was heard at the planning zone. But from the minutes, it says...
If he's expanding, he'd have to get it changed anyway.
Correct. But in the minutes, he said, you know, I'm really... I got to have my trucks, and they leave the site.
Right.
And they go
right.
And do the
right.
Work.
Right, they're not there.
And when they come back with these remnants...
Right.
Right.
Millings.
Mm-hmm. Is not, it's two dump truck loads.
Right.
So it's not a big part of his business, I guess, right? And so he said, look, I just want to store them here, and then I'll grind them up, and then I'll reuse them. So it's a...
I call millings, right?
Millings. But two dump truck loads was the proffer, I think, was made at planning and zoning.
To clarify, the motion on the floor is milling operations take place in the red area only.
Correct.
The next motion, if offered, deals with the size of the storage.
And what it would be stored on.
And what it would be stored
right.
On.
So this is just, does the millings area in the red make sense to County Council?
Correct. Okay, any more questions?
So why are we saying red area only?
Because he thinks it should be in the commercially zoned area because it's a commercial business.
So we're not going to do anything on that back part. It's commercial.
There's going to store trucks back
that
there.
25 there, is not going to be commercial. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Well, yeah, it's not commercial.
We're not going to make commercial out of it?
He didn't ask for it.
He didn't ask for it.
Well, how's this? Well, I suppose he understood he could do something once he got past this. He could get by it. I thought he had to understand it.
Back there, what are you going to do? Apparently, what I heard him say, what is he going to put, store his trucks back there, his trailers back there, his employee cars back there?
There'll be an office back there.
An office back there.
His equipment will be back there.
And you're saying it can't be 50, got to be 50 feet from the lines when you pile the stuff? Got to be at least 50 feet?
That is, no.
No.
It is as far away from possible, but again, that is not this motion. This motion is just whether the milling operation.
I believe that's what Mr. Burton read. Said how far we had to be from mine.
No.
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 That was not part of the motion.
Okay, Mr. Moore, you read that, right?
Yes, and I did not.
Nothing about 50 feet.
It just says.
It just says as far away from the boundaries of the property as possible.
Possible.
Okay, possible. Well, you might put it right up there. Might build it right within the line. So that's close. It's best I can do.
That's a commercially zoned piece of property.
Yeah.
Right. So whatever the rules are on a commercially zoned piece of property, he should do his commercial business on the commercially zoned property.
Yes, and that's not only for this motion. Your sequence of motions all are trying to move the commercial activities onto the commercial portion of the property.
Correct.
Any more questions?
So how much money has he spent so far get this far?
How would we know that?
Well, we should know that.
I mean,
we should know that because so these guys.
When did we ever ask anybody up here how much money have you spent so far to ask for a conditional use?
Well, I think you should know that a little bit. I never heard a thing. Is it $500 or more?
We never hear that.
The only cost I can address is the cost of the application for the county.
How about permits?
There are no permits for this property because there is no conditional use for the property.
Okay, they can go around back right there and spend an extra money, right?
I can't address as to what the property, because I believe they're still working through the process to purchase the property.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more questions?
I just think my piece of property, what I'd like to be treated.
There you go. We're going to take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
All but yes, motion carried. Next.
The next one we have is will be our fourth. Be it moved that we amend condition D of the conditions recommended by planning and zoning to add a sentence to state that, quotes, all storage of paint, seal coating, or other liquid materials shall occur within the area that is currently zoned C1, end of quote.
That is my motion.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
All the motion carried. Mr. Moore.
The next one is the fifth one. Be it moved that we amend condition P5 of the conditions recommended by planning zoning to state, quote, no more than 50 tons, approximately 2 dump truck loads, shall be milled and located on the site at any one time. These materials shall be located on an asphalt pad, which is no larger than 50 feet by 100 feet in size. The asphalt pad shall clearly be shown on the final site plan. No milling shall be permanently stored on the site, end of quote.
That is your motion. Do I have a second for that motion?
Can I have a question before that?
Can I ask you a second? Then we'll
second. Okay, a second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Question, Mr. Hudson.
Just want to be sure the 50 by 100 size pad is what they asked for. I just want to be 100% clear on that. Am I correct? It's not what we're giving them. It's what they asked for.
I wasn't part of the planning and zoning. They didn't ask.
That came from the Planning and Zoning Commission when there was a discussion about the size and the amount of millings that was going to be proposed.
Okay, and the applicant was okay with that?
I don't believe the applicant had any issues with the size. I think it was when they responded back to the Planning and Zoning Commission, it was concern about the concrete pad. That was the requirement.
Yes.
That was going to be the financial. I don't believe they...
It wasn't about the size.
Again, I don't have the letter right in front of me. I know it is in the file, but I don't believe they had an issue with the size.
It was about the expense of the pad, not the size.
It was the expense about the concrete pad.
Okay, I'm clear. Okay,
so
thank you.
We're saying that they don't have to do concrete.
They can do asphalt.
They can do asphalt.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is what they put in their letter.
What they asked for.
They asked for asphalt.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Planning and zoning made the recommendation.
Right.
And then we didn't have planning and zoning's recommendation when we heard it.
Right. Right.
So then they had 5 days to respond to planning and zoning's recommendation.
Yeah.
And in that 5 days, they sent a letter that says the concrete play is too expensive, but we would put a blacktop.
Yeah, I think that.
Yeah, they requested either 50 by 100 jersey blocks or a 50 by 100 asphalt pad.
Okay. Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
Be it moved that we amend condition B of the conditions recommended by planning and zoning to add a sentence to state that, quote, this buffer shall not be required for the C1 portion of the site.
That is my motion.
Second.
Say that again. You're doing what? What are you amending?
That was on condition B, where there was a buffer required on the conditional use portion, and it's stating that the buffer is not required on the C1 portion of the site.
Okay. Motion. Another, go ahead. Motion, Mr. Burton.
That is my motion.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on that motion?
The theory there is that if we're pushing everything into the
right.
red zone, right. it you can't have a 50-foot buffer on yeah. both sides wouldn't on a 160-foot lot.
No. We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore.
And the last one, Mr. President, is be it moved that we add an addition, a new condition R to state as follows, and this replaces the previous one, that only uses that shall be permitted on the area of the property that is not C1 are office uses and the parking and storage of equipment and vehicles. All other uses shall occur within the area of this property that currently has C1 zoning.
That is my motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion?
You can read that again if you like.
Mr. Wilson.
Again, Mr. Moore.
Could you read again, Mr. Moore, please?
Yes. The only uses that shall be permitted on the area of the property that is not C1 are office uses and the parking and storage of equipment and vehicles. All other uses shall occur within the area of this property that currently has C1 zoning.
Okay.
Okay. Questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Motion go to lunch. Oh, no. if you would read the short title again.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district for a paving construction business with an office and equipment storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 39.630 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8 and conditions A through R as just amended by this council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, sorry. No, you're good. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, ma'am.
The next is a conditional use 2157 for Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing. Their recommendation ended up being a recommendation of a denial as the vote was 2-2, so a motion failed due to lack of 3 affirmative votes. The Planning and County Council did hold a public hearing. You left the record open for comments regarding the Planning Commission recommendation, and you closed the record on March 12th.
Any questions of council? Moore, read short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.26 acres, more or less.
So,
pleasure, council. Oh, you have to have
move for adoption.
Move for adoption. Okay. Motion, Mr. Burton. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson.
Sorry.
Still
thinking.
We're good.
He's still on second base.
Any before we have any comments, questions, or whatever else?
Well, have some comments.
Comments. Mm-hmm. You want to read the? No, we're good. We're good.
No, we read.
We're good.
So this application is in my district, and I have a motion. But you know, like most things, I have a pre-ramble, right? And This one's pretty simple for me, right? There are covenants and deed restrictions that are clearly stated. And we as a county cannot have selective enforcement. So that's just a slippery slope that makes our decisions tougher. That being said, I am a little saddened to have to make it. I feel this application is most likely a victim of his own success. It is my guess that he has grown this business from just a lot of hard work. I feel he did the right thing. He hired a lawyer to properly explain why this site is not exactly like a normal subdivision. This lot looks more like a strip lot and not part of the subdivision. However, it is part of the subdivision, and that subdivision has covenants and deed restrictions. So I am sorry that I'm making this motion, but I do hope we see you in the very near future with a request for a conditional use in an area that does not have these restrictions. So with that being said, my vote is to deny conditional use 2157 for County Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC, care of Gerald and Stephanie Daugherty. For a conditional use for a landscaping business based upon the record and for the following reasons. This application is for a
hold it. Mr. Had there been a call for the vote yet? I know. You'd ask for
I'm
some discussion.
It's on a roll.
And not, he's just.
Because
any more questions, comments, statements, anything?
I would just concur with Councilman Burton. I mean, I am emotionally. You know, I have strong feelings on this one, but you know the law is what it is, and
law is the law.
You know, so we have to abide by covenants and restrictions, and you know, I hope that we do see them in the near future with you know, without restrictions on the lot. But sure.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
So now are we calling for the vote?
Now we have the vote. Mr. Burton, you're going to get the vote first.
I vote to deny conditional use 2157 for County Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC for a conditional use for a landscaping business based upon the record and for the following reasons. This application is for a conditional use to operate a landscaping business on land that is zoned AR1. The site is within a residential subdivision that has developed with single family homes on large lots. The applicant is the owner of the property and has been operating a landscaping business from the site without any approvals. As a result, the applicant received a violation notice from Sussex County and applied for a conditional use. According to the records, the applicant's use would include parking and storage of vehicles, trailers, and equipment used in the business, and as a meeting place with parking for employees who pick up the company's equipment and head out to job sites in the morning and return in the evening. There are no other businesses or commercial uses in existence within the subdivision where this property is located. There are no other businesses or commercial uses in the area of Holly Mount Road. There was opposition from the owners of neighboring properties within the subdivision that the use would be inconsistent with the residential nature of the subdivision and the area of Holly Mount Road. There was testimony from the neighbors opposing the application that it would adversely affect the use and enjoyment of their properties as a result of additional traffic coming to and from the properties by employees and the noise and traffic generated by the vehicles and the equipment on site, including motor noise, equipment banging, and backup warnings. There was testimony in the record that there are recorded restriction covenances in the chain of title to this property and the adjacent lots prohibiting any commercial uses on the properties. These restrictions are recorded in the Sussex County Office of the Recorder of Deeds at the Deed Book 2709, page 113. They stated that no commercial activities are permitted. Absent of any compelling reason to the contrary, Sussex County should not ignore restricted covenants that prohibit a use. Because there are restricted covenants prohibiting this conditional use, this application should be denied. There are other more appropriate locations for this use that are not within a residential subdivision and where the proposed use would be more consistent with the surrounding areas. For all these reasons, this conditional use application should be denied.
Mr. Hudson.
I vote no based on Mr. Burton's reasons and stipulations.
Mr. Riley.
I reluctantly vote to deny based on the stipulations reasons offered by Councilman Burton.
I also agree with Mr. Burton's first comment, so we hope we see these people back again. But well, I think we have to follow what is the law with the covenants. And I also vote to deny. Motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you.
Ms. Jennings, grant request. We have one.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. The one grant request is John M. Clayton Elementary School. They're requesting $2,500 for their student mentoring program. This program provides academic support to targeted students attending its elementary school. This year, there were 60 students enrolled in the program. Last council grant received was $2,500, which was $750 for Mr. Cole and $1,750 for Mr. Arlett. And Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
So I would move to, it was $1,750.
Yes, $1,750 from District 5, yes.
And I think Mr. Hudson was willing to.
I would do the $750, yes.
$750. Okay. So we would offer the same.
$2,500. Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
To grant $2,500 to John M. Clayton Elementary School for mentoring program, being $1,750 from Mr. Riley's account and $750 from Mr. Hudson's account. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you.
Proposed zoning ordinance introduction, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have two. The first one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a convenience store with a fueling station to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.51 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
And the next one, last one, is in Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a welding and fabrication business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.605 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Entertain a motion to recess and go to our luncheon schedule with the Sussex Conservation District at the Cheer Center.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second.
Second.
Hudson. Question on a motion? We'll take a vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now going to recess and go to lunch at the Cheer Center.